Hi there. The word for you today is on an impulsive spirit. In Luke 9 verse 33, we read these words, Peter, not knowing what he said. On the Mount of Transfiguration, we read, and I quote, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles or shrines, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Not knowing what he said. And a voice out of the cloud came, saying, This is my beloved Son. Hear him. Another spirit that Jesus identified here among his disciples was an impulsive spirit. Notice these words, not knowing what he said. Peter's penchant for saying whatever came into his mind draw a strong rebuke from heaven. That's right, God said, This is my beloved Son, hear him. There's an important lesson here. Your need to appear wise and have all the answers can get you into trouble with people and with God. Generally speaking, you're not learning while you're talking. So learn to be quiet. Observe what's going on and listen for what God may want to say. When you don't know, don't speak. People respect you when you have the wisdom and humility to say, Look, I'm not sure, but if you give me time, I'll pray about it. Consider it more fully and get back to you. Experts say the average person is now bombarded with about 35,000 messages a day. Emails, texts, billboards, television, radio, Twitter, Facebook, blogs, the list is endless. It's what we refer to as information overload. Let me tell you something, people don't need more information. They need answers that work, and God has those answers. So talk to him first. Then you'll have something to say to others that's worth listening to. Proverbs 15:23 says, Everyone enjoys a fitting reply. It's wonderful to say the right thing at the right time.